Oh, so I gotta hold this button down to podcast. Alright. Well, we'll do a podcast where I shoot 100 focus shots every day. I'm on my podcast while doing this. So I'm gonna focus shoot and shoot 100 shots right now. I got my basketball, as you can hear it. I don't give a fuck if there's people staring at me walking above, so let's just start the focus shooting. Just changed my fucking shoelaces. I guess I don't need to stare at the fucking phone. But I just got my new shoelaces. They're all shiny and white. Looks nice. My shoes are all dirty. I don't know how long this will take, so that's all. This will be my first podcast. And I'm just gonna make 100 focus shots. Cause I focus shoot every day. I don't need two hands for it. I'm like holding down the phone right now. I'm wondering if the screen will go black. I'm gonna slide your finger up to lock it in. Is it locked in? Oh, okay, it's locked in. Alright, cool. I wonder if it'll record while my phone is locked. Seems as though, yeah, we're good. We're rolling. We're live. Sweet, so I don't need to hold the phone either. I don't need to, it's recording, so here we are. Welcome to the podcast, if you're tuning in. This is going to be the Daily Josh Focus Shooting Podcast. I focus shoot every morning. Well, now I'm going to. I'm starting a YouTube channel. I think I'm going to call it Project Productive. Every day, working towards my dream. I'm an aspiring overseas basketball player. I want to professionally play basketball overseas. Realistically, I would want to go to the NBA, but realistically, I'm not fit for it. I am not 6'8". I can't. I don't have a fucking vertical of fucking 3 feet. My head doesn't touch the backboard when I try to rebound stuff, so I'm just being real here, setting real goals. I feel like I can find myself overseas doing something professionally for basketball. That would be cool. And if not, I want to start a business where I'm a private tutor, where I tutor privately, private sessions. And if my influence grows, then group sessions, then maybe camps. But starting with fucking individual tutor sessions, where I teach the fundamentals of basketball to any age. I don't care. I'm starting that for free right now. If you're in Bismarck and you want some fundamentals, or if you want to just shoot around with me, even talk about some shit, hang out, whatever, hit my line, hit my Twitter, hit my Instagram, hit anything, hit my Snapchat, hit me up. Free to talk, free to get lessons from. My dad's a fucking well fucking known basketball coach. Sorry about my language, I'll try not to cuss as much. But I mean, my dad knows the game of basketball, and it's crazy. It's crazy how much he's taught me, and how much he probably still knows more than me, and how much that man has retained information. And I don't know, that guy's an inspiration of mine. There's not a person I've ever met that has worked the daily grind like that guy. And he was so committed and loved what he did. I mean, does love what he does. I mean, he's retired now as a basketball coach, so he doesn't put in that much work as he used to towards being a basketball coach. Well, I mean, I feel like he works at Hancock now. I don't know. I'm going to call him after this, I guess, and find out what's up. And I don't even know my parents' or anybody's birthday. I need to memorize that. I feel like a shitty person. I'm like 23, don't know any fucking buddy's birthday. Like, what the fuck? Oh my god. What kind of world do I live in? I can set it on my fucking phone and I don't even have to remember it. And I'm too lazy to even do that. But whatever. They don't hate me for it. I know they probably were like, dude, you're stupid, but
what can you do? So
I'll check out the audio and see if the basketball is drowning out my voice. I don't think so, though. Things on my mind right now. I'm getting a job. I need to get a job. It's gonna start today. I've been lazy as hell. I've been plotting though. I've been kind of seeing this out, how I'm gonna do this podcast, and I kind of just fell into the idea to focus shoot while podcasting. That seems like a good idea. I'm focused. I'm in tune. I'm grounded. I got to think about my goals. I got to warm up for the day. It's a good start to every day, and I can get some information out of my brain that will help me be productive in this day. So, and I'm starting Project Productive, where it's a YouTube channel of me being productive, and maybe it helps you motivate you to be productive too. And it doesn't mean to be as productive as you want to be. Don't strain yourself. Don't break your back. But get something done today. Don't sit on the couch and watch fucking goddamn Breaking Bad all day. Work and do something towards what you love doing. I want to be a basketball player. I love basketball, so that's what I'm going to do every day. At least an hour a day. At least I'm going to get 300 shots up a day, at least. I'm going to lift fucking 2 days on, 1 day off, 2 days on. So 5 days a week. Be in the gym every day. I pay the Y membership, so I might as well be here every day working on my game. I'll do the podcast every day. Focus shooting every morning. Let's see, the Y opens up in the mornings pretty early, so I can get here pretty early, start doing focus shooting earlier, get my podcast out earlier, show that I'm productive faster. I want this more than anybody else. Stay locked in. I follow this guy, Lethal Shooter. He doesn't take any days off. He's on Instagram. He's fucking awesome to follow. He motivates me a lot. He's a fucking really good shooter. I don't know if he's like well known or anything. I mean, like, he's well known, but I mean, I don't know why he's like not in the NBA or anything. I don't know what his deal is. If I could get him on the podcast, talk to him, ask him some questions, ever in a day. Not gonna be anytime soon, but that would be cool. Even get him on the phone or something. I just want to motivate the world a little bit, you know? Do something cool. If you wanted something to listen to while you're drinking some coffee, it's a good podcast to tune into. Talk about all kinds of shit while I'm focus shooting. Anything that's on my mind. I got ADHD, so there's always shit running through my mind. Like, for instance, I ate a whole bag of fucking sour jelly beans last night, and now my stomach hurts as fuck. So there's that. I had some, like, fucking... I was, like, curling over in the fucking hallway today. Like, had to stop walking because my cramps were hurting so bad. I felt like I was on my period. But actually, I just ate like a family bag of fucking jelly beans that Grace was probably saving for Easter or something. Or, yeah, I don't know, fuck. Anyway, this is my first episode of the first podcast. Of the first day of me being productive. And it's gonna be happening all live. I don't know how much I weigh. I'm gonna go do that while I'm on podcast. So I'm gonna stop focus shooting real quick. Walking downstairs. Let's see if I'm still rolling. Let's see how many minutes I'm in. 10 minutes and 31 seconds. Cool. I don't know how long the podcasts are gonna be. I'm gonna try to output my thoughts while I'm podcasting, so it's not just white noise, it's silence, silent air, or whatever the fuck you wanna call it. Not wasting time on the podcast, I'm constantly talking. Going to weigh myself. I should probably note it down to, let's do that. Still recording on the Anchor, cool. I've got 41% of my battery. So I'm gonna go to my notes. I'm gonna go edit. Day one. Productive. Day one of being productive. Wait. Colon. Let's check out my weight. Got my basketball shoes on, my phone on me, of course. So, here we are, play. Let's see. Seems as though I'm like sitting at 155 ish. 154. Hey. How are you?
Wasn't sure if that was you or not.
Yeah, right? I had to take a second look too. Nice seeing you. One of Grace's family members, I believe. I don't know, they're everywhere. Grace knows everybody and everything, so I'm just like living in this world that Grace owns or something. Nah. Wait, 154. Ouch. I am 6'11 and 6'11. Five. Wait, what did I just say? 6'11? I'm like 6'1 and a half. 6'2 maybe? 6'1 and a half. 6'1? And I'm 154. So I want to get to at least 185 at some point in my life. That would be where I'm sitting comfortably. So that's 30 pounds more than I am right now. Goal 185. I wonder when I'll achieve that goal. Anyways, there's people showing up from Noon Ball, so I'm only gonna focus shoot for a little bit longer. If you're drinking your coffee, what kind of coffee is your favorite? I don't know if you can even fucking comment on podcasts or whatever. I don't even know. I'm not sure how that works. I just wanna know what your favorite coffee is. I don't even like coffee. I think coffee is addicting, and I don't like addictions, even though I'm addicted to video games. I'm going to try to limit that addiction as to being productive, because that does limit my production, because it's cool to like play a couple hours a day, because I want to get better, I want to stream, but I don't need to play fucking 12 hours a day, man. What am I thinking? What am I doing to Doi Morty? Morty, if you don't fucking watch Rick and Morty, if you haven't seen every episode of Rick and Morty, do it. I recommend it. Makes you a better person. Makes you a better person. Fucking right. Because you meet somebody that has also seen the show and you're like, Morty, I'm Pickle Rick. I don't know. It's great. It's great. Anything that makes you laugh. I think it's cool to put out in the world. That's just content. That's just good content. That show was funny as hell. Pickle Rick. That fool bit off a cockroach's head. And, no, like the top of his head. And tongued his brain to control his body. and walk around as a pickle using a cockroach's head, eventually wrapping the brain around the pickle, like the lining of the brain around him, like a backpack, like the strands of the brain around him, like a backpack, tonguing the right places to move still, but it was like an exoskeleton at that point. Then ends up killing an army of rats, because all he needed was the rat's fucking brain or something. I don't know. It was insane. All he needed was the rat's body. I don't even know. It was insane how it happened. Anyways, watch the show. It's crazy. Have you seen it? Totally making you want to watch it again. If you haven't seen it, hopefully I'm making you want to watch it. Because it kind of sounds crazy now, huh? A pickle guy. It's all cartoon, but a guy turns himself into a pickle. The family takes away the pickle serum, so he's a pickle for the whole day. Ends up landing himself in a sewer through pickle events. Not want to explain the whole episode, but ends up in a sewer, and then he's just a evil genius or whatever. So he like crazily finds his way and ends up like crazily ending up in some like a CIA episode, or I don't even know, man. He gets in some crazy dilemma, meeting some crazy guy that he saves. It's insane. Gotta watch it. Must see. Oh, it's only because he doesn't want to go to family counseling, because he doesn't believe in that shit. That's great. But anyways, I think that's it for this episode. I'm gonna save some time just to try and see how to put this out here. I'm gonna try to limit the time that I am talking, so. Listeners tend to prefer short-term audio. Look at that, right as I say that, so. Boom, I'll cut this off short. See you guys.